Humans are either bad, ordinary, or moral.
人呢，一系就好坏，一系就好平凡，一系呢，就系一个有道德嘅人。
But to be truly human is to become spiritual.
但要成为一个真正嘅人呢，就系要成为一个属灵人。
But today we want to ask our first question.
但今日我哋想问第一个问题。
How important is it to become spiritual?
去成为属灵人啊，又究竟有几重要呢
？Is it okay if I just choose to be ordinary？
咁如果做一个平凡嘅人得唔得啊
？Well, I don't plan to become a bad person。
我咧唔系打算做一个坏人。
And maybe I'll do something more than being ordinary。
或者我会比起做一个平凡人行多一步。
Is it okay if I just choose to become a moral person？
如果我只系选择做一个有道德嘅人得唔得啊？
How important is it to become spiritual people?
要成为一个属灵人，究竟有几重要啊？
Is it a must?
系咪一定要嘅呢？
Have I got a choice?
我冇选择嘅呢？
That's our first question.
呢个系我哋今日嘅第一个问题。
Second question.
第二个问题。
Today we want to take a careful look at the best example of a spiritual person, and that is the man Jesus.
今日咧，我哋会仔细去睇一个属灵人嘅最佳典范。就是人子耶稣。
If we look carefully at Jesus, you will know what a spiritual person is like.
假如我哋仔细留心睇一下耶稣嘅时候咧，你就会明白咩叫做一个属灵人。
So our second question for today.
所以我第二个问题咧就系
What is a spiritual person like?
一个属灵人系点样嘅
？What is Jesus the man like?
人子耶稣系点样嘅
？Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8.
我哋翻去马可福音第八章。
Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 31 to 37.
马可福音第八章三十一至到三十七节。
Mark, chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus began to teach them, that is to teach his followers,that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter, one of Jesus' followers, took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples,Jesus rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on the things of God, but on the things of man. 34. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life,will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life?
31-37 从此他教训他们说人子必须受许多的苦被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：撒旦，推我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说。若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Here we see an unusual conversation between Jesus and his followers.
这里呢记载了一段对话，是耶稣和他的跟从他的人的一段很不寻常的对话。
Let me say to you, these words of Jesus which you are hearing today might be the most important words you will hear in all your life.
让我告诉大家，今天你听到耶稣对他的门徒讲那番话，有可能是你一生里面要听到的最重要的一番话。
The conversation begins with Jesus telling his disciples in advance about the way his life will end.
这段对话一开始就是讲到耶稣向他的门徒预告他最终的结局会是怎样。
He's telling his followers the way in which his career will end.
他讲着他今生的他的事业是怎样终结的呢？
And what a way to tell someone's followers about his end.
他怎样，即是何等的一个方式去告诉他的跟随者听结局。
Now, Christian churches are supposed to promote and explain Christianity to the people.
基督教教会应该要宣扬神的道路。
Do churches promote Christianity in this way? Hardly.
究竟教会有没有这样的方式来传扬呢？好笑了。
Look at verse 31 carefully.
小心看看第31节。
Jesus calls himself the Son of Man.
耶稣称自己为人子。
The Son of Man must undergo great suffering.
他说人子必须要受许多的苦。
And then rejected as useless by the religious authority.
然后呢，他会被有政治权力的宗教领导层嫌弃排斥。
At the end, I will be killed.
然后最后呢，他会被杀。
And after 3 days, I will rise again from death.
而过三天之后呢，他也会从死里复活。
What a way to talk about end of one's career.
说他这样讲自己的事业的终结。
Who wants to suffer?
谁会想受苦呢？
Who wants to follow a leader who will be rejected by the majority?
有谁想跟一个会被大多数的人去拒绝的一个人呢？
And killed?
还要被杀。
Who wants to follow a leader who will soon be killed?
谁会想跟一个就快会被杀的一个领袖呢？
For a leader to be killed would be a disaster.
因为你的领袖如果被杀呢，真是一个大灾难来的。
For the leader to be killed soon is a complete failure of the leader's career.
你的领袖如果就快要被杀的话，即是你的事业呢，都会就快完蛋了。
How hard are these words to the hearer's ears?
这些说话对听的人来讲是几咁刺耳。
And then he said, after 3 days, I will rise again.
然后他又说三天之后他要复活。
Come on, does Jesus expect his hearers to believe him?
哇，咁即系咩？耶稣系咪期望听他讲的人相信他呢？
Will people not think Jesus is crazy?
唔通嗰啲人唔会觉得耶稣系傻嘅咩？
No wonder you can hardly find one church that tells this exact words of Jesus.
所以唔怪得你好难会听到一个教堂咧会咁样教耶稣嘅说话。
Being followers of Jesus, Christian churches in the majority simply don't promote Christianity in Jesus' way.
大部分嘅教会咧，佢哋虽然系跟随耶稣，但系好少咧，佢哋会咁样嚟到教耶稣嘅道路嘅。
Let's look at verses 32 and 33.
我们一起看看32、33节。
Because Jesus talks about his end quite openly, Peter, the leader of the group, rebukes him.
那正正是因为呢，耶稣很坦白地向他的门徒讲了他的结局，那彼得呢，就直接是责备耶稣。
You cannot do that.
即是你不要这样做的。
That's not the way to talk to your followers.
你唔系咁样同你嘅跟从者讲嘢噶。
No one will follow you.
你咁讲嘢，冇人会跟你噶。
Jesus rebukes him back.
咁耶稣亦都责备翻佢转头啦。
Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦，退我后边去吧。
For you are setting your mind not on the things of God, but on the things of man.
因为你不体贴神嘅意思，只体贴人嘅意思。
Well.We can understand Peter, but we don't understand Jesus.
我想我们能够明白到彼得，但是我们明白不到耶稣。
As a Bible teacher,
我作为一个圣经教师，
I have seen someone approaching me and correcting my teaching also.
我亦都试过咧，有人嚟到我近前咧，矫正我嘅讲道。
This doesn't happen very often.
啊，呢唔系经常发生嘅。
But for a few times, it has happened.
但系有几次有试过。
After giving a Bible lesson, I come down. A person would come and approach me.
我讲完圣经之后咧，我就落堂，有人会嚟到我近前。
Quite politely will say to me, Pastor, that's no good.
咁啊，都相当嘅有礼貌。哎、牧师咁样讲唔好。
The way you teach the Bible will create trouble in the church.
因为你咁样教圣经咧，会喺教会里边咧制造麻烦噶。
People will leave.
人就会走噶。
I am 100% sure that's not the way to teach the Bible.
我啊好肯定啊，完全肯定咧，你咁样教圣经系唔对。
Jesus says to Peter, "You are not thinking God's thoughts."
主耶稣就同彼得讲啦，你咁样谂嘢唔系神嘅思想。
In other words, Peter is doing human thinking.
換句話講咧，彼得嘅思想咧係人嘅思想。
That is why we can understand Peter. We are all human.
所以咧，難怪我哋可以明白到彼得，因為我哋個個都係人。
But Jesus is thinking God's thoughts, and that's why we don't understand Jesus.
但耶穌嘅思想咧係神嘅思想，所以咧我哋唔明白耶穌。
God's thoughts, the Bible says, are higher than man's thoughts.
圣经话神嘅思想比人嘅高得好多。
Jesus, the spiritual man, thinks God's thoughts and lives according to God's way. Jesus rejects human thinking.
耶稣作为一个属灵人咧，佢嘅思想好似神嘅思想，亦都跟住神嘅道路去生活。耶稣拒绝属人嘅思想。
Now,We have just seen in verse 31 that Jesus describes the end of his career as fraught with suffering, rejection, death, and then rising again.
在31节呢，我们就看到耶稣预告自己的结局呢，就是要受很多苦，被弃、嫌弃、被排斥，最后会被杀，跟着呢，也都会复活。
In verse 34, we see Jesus requires his followers to do exactly the same.
而在34节呢，耶稣亦都是要求他的跟随者呢，同样都是这样做。
He said to them, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
他召集了一些群众和他的门徒，跟着跟他们说，如果有人要跟从我呢，就要舍己。要背起佢嘅十字架嚟跟从我。
Compare the way the Christian churches spread Christianity。
请大家比较一下现今嘅基督教传福音嘅方式。
I say again, the churches are supposed to be followers of Jesus Christ, but the churches will say, "Believe in Jesus, and you will have eternal life."
我再讲一次，教会其实系耶稣嘅跟从者。但是教会会传信耶稣你就会得永生了。
We are not saying this is wrong, but the churches have got to explain what these words mean.
我不是说一个错，但是教会必须要继续解释是什么意思呢？
If the church doesn't explain what this means, the way is different from Jesus' way.
如果教会不继续解释下去的话，去传的道路就跟耶稣的是不同的。
Jesus is saying to become spiritual requires two things. We must follow Jesus' way in two points.
所以耶稣就是说，如果我们要成为一个属灵人，耶稣去要求他的跟从者两样东
西。You must deny yourselves.
你必须要舍己。
And then, as if that is not enough, take up your cross and follow me.
然后呢，你还要背起十字架来跟从我。
First, deny yourself.
第一就是要舍己。
That means to make a decisive break with your self-centeredness.
即是说要很坚决的和自我中心一刀两断。
You must come to realize a common problem with humanity is the self-centered tendency inside each of us.
首先你需要明白人的问题就是一个自我中心。
And that is common to every human being.
每一个人都是一样。
Having come to such realization, you must make a decisive break with that self-centeredness.
当我们觉悟到这一点的时候，我们就必须 要立定心志去同自我忠心一刀两断。
That is the first thing that Jesus requires of all his followers.
第一样，耶稣要求佢嘅跟从者嘅就系呢一方面。
Jesus is not saying try to be a moral person.
请留意，耶稣唔系话呢，你哋试下啦，试下做一个有道德嘅人啦。
At some point of our life, we must come to a place where, looking at the self-centeredness inside, we say, "I want to finish with this."
我哋必须要面对一样嘢，就系望到自己嘅自我中心嘅时候，要决心同佢一刀两断。
Only with this break do we have a hope of becoming spiritual.
只有咁样一刀两断咧，先至有希望成为一个属灵人。
But this is only the first point.
嗱，呢个只不过系第一点啫噃。
Jesus requires a second point from his followers.
耶稣对佢嘅跟随者有第二方面嘅要求。
Take up your cross and come follow me.
就系要背起十字架嚟跟从我。
Now, certainly the cross doesn't mean that piece of silver or gold that we hang around your neck.
咁当然咧，就唔系我哋挂喺颈上边嗰个十字架颈链啦。
The cross, the wooden cross, is the ancient Roman instrument for capital punishment.
呢个木制嘅十字架咧，系古代嘅罗马帝国嘅一个极刑嚟嘅。
The second point means that disciples must be prepared for a life of sufferings and death.
所以第二点咧，就系一个耶稣嘅跟从者咧，必须要做好心理准备，佢要受苦，甚至要牺牲自己。
I ask again, is this the way Christian churches promote Christianity?
我再问一声，现今嘅基督教教会系咪咁样嚟传福音咧
？Why is it Jesus' followers do not promote the Bible the same way that Jesus?
点解耶稣嘅跟从者并冇好似耶稣一样咁样嚟到传福音呢？
Notice also Jesus is doing God's thinking.
大家要留心咧，耶稣系以神嘅思想嚟到思想紧。
When he make this requirement, he's simply telling his followers God's thoughts.
当佢系咁样要求佢嘅跟从者嘅时候，其实佢真系想话俾跟从者听神嗰个思想系点样。
In the next verse 35, Jesus explains why this is so.
下一节圣经35节，耶稣就系解释紧。点解系咁样思想呢
？Those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
What is Jesus doing here? What is he saying?
佢讲紧乜嘢啊？
He's certainly giving us an explanation of God's thoughts.
佢喺度解释紧神嘅思念系点样。
He's explaining to us why he lays down this requirement for his followers.
佢系解释紧点解佢嘅跟从者要满足呢啲要求咧。
He does so by proclaiming one unchanging principle.
佢喺度宣扬一个不变嘅定律。
This is a principle or a spiritual law that can be experimented and tested out.
这个属灵的定律呢，是可以测试的。
Now, whether or not Jesus is representing God's thinking correctly can be tested.
即是说呢，耶稣到底是否正确地代表神的思想呢？这件事是可以测试得到。
You and I have got the whole lifetime to find out for ourselves if Jesus has spoken correctly for God.
你和我呢，一生人呢，都可以去寻求一下耶稣到底是否代表神讲话呢？
But first of all, what does this word mean?
那首先就是这节圣经讲的是什么？
Those who want to save their life will lose it.
想救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
This means those who are self-centered will lose their life.
即是说那些自我中心的人呢，他们最终会丧掉生命。
And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it.
凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救生命。
This means,Those who, for the sake of following Jesus' way, make a decisive break with their self-centeredness, will in the end save their life.
即是说那些愿意跟从耶稣的人呢， 肯同呢个自我中心了断嘅时候呢，佢最终就会救到自己，得到生命。
Again, please note this carefully. Jesus is not talking to us to become a morally good person.
嗱，请大家留意，耶稣唔系叫我哋咧去做一个有道德嘅人啦。
There is no comparison with what Jesus is saying here and becoming a moral person.
耶稣在这里讲的跟做一个有道德的人是不可以相比，是两码事来的。
Let us consider three situations in our daily lives.
我们一起考虑一下三个情况，生活的情况。
It is very hard to admit that you are wrong, isn't it?
我们觉得很难去认错的，是不是？
Perhaps it's even harder if you're an older person.
可能呢，越老呢，就越难添。
Harder if you're in a position of leadership.
又或者当你是在个领导层的时候呢，就更加难认错了。
For example, it's very hard for a pastor to say sorry, I'm wrong.
譬如呢，就对一个牧师来讲，就好难话开口呢，讲对唔住啊，我错了。
A teacher is so used to talking to others, teaching others.
一个教师咧，已经惯咗去教人啦。
It's very hard to say I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
好困难咧，开口话啊，对唔住啊，我错啦。
How do I face all these people whom I've been teaching?
我点样去面对我呢啲我要教嘅人啊
？So it's very hard for a big brother to say I'm wrong, I'm sorry to a young brother.
好，所以亦都系咧，对于哥哥嚟讲咧，都好难。同弟弟讲对唔住啊，我错啦。
For the same reason, it's very hard for a father or a mother to say to your children, "I'm sorry, I'm wrong."
同样道理咧，一个爸爸妈妈都好难同儿女讲对唔住啊，我错啦。
Oh, we all know it's very hard for a wife to say to her husband, "I'm sorry, I'm wrong."
一妻子好难同丈夫讲对唔住啊，我错啦。
Perhaps it's even harder for a husband to say to the wife.I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
或者更难嘅就系要一个丈夫同妻子讲对唔住，我错啦。
So naturally, we'll just evade the problem. Let's not talk about it anymore.
所以通常好自然嘅反应就系、即系摆开呢个问题啦，唔好讲就得咯。
Even though I know I'm wrong, I will just quietly buy you some good food and let's forget what has happened.、Okay?
虽然我知错，但系咧咁啊，咁我买啲好嘢俾你食就得啦，唔使讲啦。
I hope you understand what I'm saying. I just can't say it.
我知错，但系我真系开唔到口讲。
If you refuse to admit fault, relationships will deteriorate.
假如你唔愿意去承认错误，关系咧系会恶化嘅。
And because relationship go from bad to worse, you are unhappy.
咁正正因为关系会恶化嘅时候咧，你就会变得好唔开心。
But let me ask you, has any one of you ever had this experience once in your life?
我问下大家，喺你嘅一生里边，你有冇曾经试过一次
？You've done something wrong.
你做错咗啲嘢。
You've brought damage to a certain relationship.
你破坏咗一啲嘅关系。
And in your heart, you know it.
你心知肚明。
You muster up all your courage and truthfulness, and you've said it.
但系今次呢，你得到好多嘅勇气同埋真诚，你就开口讲啦。
How do you feel afterwards?
你认咗错之后，你觉得点噶
？Oh, how liberating!
何等释放
！As if you have finally put down a heavy burden.
就好似你最终咧都能够将一个重担咧放低啦。
What is more，
而更重要嘅呢
？At the very moment， you can observe that relationships are being preserved。
喺嗰一刻，你可以睇到啲关系咧，亦都因此得以保存。
Attitudes are beginning to improve。
彼此嘅态度开始有改善。
A relationship on the brink of a complete failure is being saved。
这个关系可能差点就要破裂的了，但因为这样做就避免了关系彻底的失败。
As a byproduct,
也有一个副产品。
Your health also improves.
你里面的健康都改善。
You feel happier.
你都会觉得开心点。
You feel more alive than before.
你觉得自己好像活过来一样。
So those who are self-centered will lose their life, Jesus says.
所以耶稣就话，嗰啲自我中心嘅人会失去生命噶。
Will lose their relationships.
会失去关系咧。
But those who, for the sake of following Jesus, break with their self-centeredness, will save their life.
但系嗰啲为咗跟从耶稣去同自我中心了断嘅时候咧，佢哋反而会保存生命。
Test these words of Jesus and find out for yourself whether he has stated an eternal truth.
你试下考验一下耶稣嘅呢啲教训，然之后你话俾自己听，耶稣讲嘅有冇错，系咪真理
？Let us consider a second situation.
我哋一齐考虑下第二个情况。
Someone has hurt you.
有人咧伤害咗你啦。
Someone has harmed the relationship between you and the person.
有人破坏咗之间嘅关系啦。
Someone has made you very bitter and angry.
有啲人令到你觉得好苦涩、好嬲。
And you've been waiting for this person to apologize.
你就喺度等紧对方向你道歉。
You wait for 1 year.
咁你就等咗一年。
You wait for 5 years.
等五年啦。
What is happening to this person?
吓，呢个人究竟做咩咧
？Doesn't she or he know he has hurt this relationship?
唔通呢个人一啲都唔知道佢破坏咗呢个关系咩
？So you are bitter.
所以你的心好結
了。You just can't forget the hurt the person has caused you.
你忘記不到這個人怎樣傷害你。
If you refuse to forgive the person's fault,
假如你不願意去原諒對方的錯處，
although you are the victim,
雖然你是受害者，
although he or she is at fault,
雖然對方是錯的，
but because of your refusal to forgive,
但因為你不想去原諒，
relationships,will deteriorate.
关系咧都一样会恶化。
One byproduct of a harmed relationship is that you feel bitter inside.
一个受咗伤嘅关系嘅副产品咧，就系你里边会觉得好苦涩。
Your face is long and tense.
你嘅面咧拉到长晒，咁黑口黑面，咁啊好紧张。
You're unhappy at home. You're unhappy at school.
你屋企唔開心，你學校都唔開心。
You're unhappy outside. More importantly, you're unhappy inside.
你外表唔開心，最緊要嘅就係裡面都唔開心。
You know, a Chinese doctor will tell you it's hurting your health as well.
嚇，呢個中醫咧都會話俾你哋聽，你咁樣係傷身體啊。
Let go, they will say.
啊，睇開啲啦，佢哋話。
Don't be so tense.
唔好咁緊張啦。
That will improve their health. They would say.
就會改善你嘅健康噶啦。
But consider this.
但不如你考慮下我以下依番話咧。
If you forgive.
假如你饒恕嘅話。
If you choose to let go of the person's fault.
假如你願意放過對方嘅錯處。
Have you tried?
你有冇試過啊
？It's liberating.
係好釋放嘅。
The very moment you choose to let go.
嗰一刻，你選擇去放過人啦。
You feel life，
你就會覺得有生命啦。
The relationship is being preserved，
呢個關係咧就可以得以保存。
It is on the brink of a complete failure。
呢個關係本來咧就要差唔多面臨決絕噶啦。
Your forgiveness has saved that relationship from failure。
但係你肯去饒恕咧，就挽救咗呢一個關係。
It's a byproduct。
咁作為一個副產品咧
，You're also feeling better inside。
你裏邊都會覺得好啲喎。
Happy and alive。
你會覺得開心，有活力。
Those who are self-centered will lose their life。
嗰啲自我中心嘅人最終會失去生命。
Lose your relationships。
會失去關係㗎。
Lose your health as well。
亦都會失去你嘅健康。
But those who, for the sake of following Jesus, break with their self-centeredness, will save their life。
但係嗰啲啊，因為跟從耶穌嘅緣故，佢願意從自我中心嗰度咧一刀兩斷嘅時候咧，最終佢哋會救到自己條命。
Let's consider a situation.
我哋又嚟諗下第三個情況。
I'm sure you know it is not a good thing to always think about your own problems.
我相信大家都會同意咧，時時諗住自己嘅問題咧係唔好嘅。
Well, I'm not happy.
啊，譬如話我唔開心喎。
Well, I'm bored.
好悶啊。
I feel so down.
我好低落。
I'm not feeling well.
我唔舒服。
I'm unlucky.
我唔幸運啊。
But it feels better if you look for a friend or one or two friends and tell your problem to them, yeah?
咁如果你揾啲朋友陪下你呻下，咁你當然會開心少少啦。
It's nice to talk about your problem to your friends.
咁啊，同你嘅朋友 吐下苦水都係好啊，嗬。
It certainly makes you feel better。
咁一定咧會令你開心少少。
But only for a short time。
但係只不過咧維持一段短時間嘅啫。
Because the fact that you want to talk your problems out to your friends is for your own interests。
因為啊，你向朋友吐苦水咧，係只係為咗自己嘅益處。
When you go home, you are as self-centered as before。
但係當你翻到屋企之後，你依然顧我，都係自我中心。
But consider this。
但譬如你考慮一下。
Although you're feeling down and bored。
雖然咧，你覺得好低落。或者好悶。
Although you feel you have many problems on your hands。
甚至你會覺得你真係好多煩惱。
If you go and help your friends。
但係假如你寧願出去幫別人。
If you visit your friends and not to talk to them about your problems。
或者你去探訪你嘅朋友，但係唔係吐苦水。
But give your friends your eyes, your ears, your heart。
而係咧，去將你自己、你嘅心啊、專注啊。都俾你嘅朋友。
Can't you see your friends have many problems？
你都會見到你嘅朋友其實都有好多煩惱。
Can't you see your friends are unhappy？
唔通你見唔到你嘅朋友都唔開心
？If you give yourself to others，
假如你將自己俾過別人
，One byproduct is this. In that process, you forget about yourself。
其中一個副產品就會係喺個過程裏邊啊，你會忘記咗自己嘅。
Another byproduct is，
另一個副產品就係
，having visited your friend， you actually feel better。
你探咗訪之後咧，你自己都開心啲喎。
Not because you've unloaded your problem to your friends。
並唔係因為咧，你將你嘅重擔卸咗俾別人。
But because you've unloaded your friend's problems upon yourself。
而係咧，你同你嘅朋友分擔咗佢嘅困難。
You come away thinking， hey， this is liberating。
你離開屋企嘅時候，你就會發覺嚇呢個探訪真係。好能夠解放我自己。
It's wonderful。
哎，真係太好啦。
I feel lighter, happier。
我覺得輕省一啲，我仲覺得開心啲添。
I feel quite alive。
我覺得我自己好有活力添。
Those who are self-centered will lose their life。
嗰啲自我中心嘅人最終會失去生命。
Those for the sake of following Jesus break with their self-centeredness will save their life。
嗰啲為咗跟隨耶穌嘅緣故，去同自我中心了斷嘅人，最終佢會得到生命，救到自己。
You see, deterioration of relationship is just one effect of death。
你知道嗎？關係嘅惡化只不過係死亡嘅其中一個效應。
When the relationship is being preserved, when a damaged relationship improves。
但係當關係得以保存，一個受傷咗嘅關係得到改善嘅時候
，That is one effect of life。
呢個就係生命嘅其中一個效應。
That's why I say to you, you can test out whether Jesus has spoken correctly for God。
所以我就話，耶穌係咪真係代表緊神説話咧？你其實係可以測試嘅。
Indeed, Jesus has stated one unchanging principle。
耶稣咧，的确系讲紧一个不变嘅定律。
He has become the spokesman for God。
佢系成为咗神嘅代言人。
Where does Jesus learn all this thing from？
究竟啊，耶稣系从边一度学呢啲嘢嘅咧
？Do you notice how certain Jesus' tone is？
你有冇留意到耶稣讲话嘅语气咧，系几咁肯定
？With what authority Jesus speaks these words？
你留意一下。耶稣的话是几咁有权威。
How different the way Jesus speaks！
耶稣讲话同一般人嘅讲话系几咁有大分别。
I repeat, Jesus is not telling us to become moral people。
我再重复，耶稣唔系教我哋要做一个有道德嘅人。
He is not even talking about religion。
佢都唔系讲紧去做一个宗教人先。
He is speaking for God。
佢系为神讲紧。
He is rejecting human thinking。
佢系唔要俗人嘅思想。
He's talking about life and death。
佢系讲紧生命同埋死亡。
Finally, verses 36 and 37。
而最后三十六至三十七节。
What will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life?
人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己嘅生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What does it mean forfeit life？
赔上性命是什么意思？
And what does it mean in return for their life？
换生命又是什么意思呢？
First of all, forfeiting life.
首先赔上生命。
This means we all will die one day.
意思呢，即是说，终有一天我们个个都会死的。
You say to me, of course we'll die one day.
咁你会话，梗系啦，我哋个个都会死啦。
Forfeiting our life also means that when we die, our bodies will become corrupt.
赔上性命嘅意思咧，即系话当我哋死嘅时候，我哋呢个身体都会腐烂。
We will have no place in God's kingdom.
亦都即系话咧，当我哋死咗之后，我哋喺天国里边咧，亦都系冇份啦。
No part in eternal life.
永生咧，我哋冇份。
And what does it mean in return for their life?
咁而换生命系咩意思呢
？Though we will all die one day,
就系话虽然咧，我哋个个一日总会死。
God will make us rise again from death.
神会叫到我哋从死里复活。
Our corruptible bodies will be transformed into a new incorruptible body.
我哋呢个必扭坏嘅身体啊，一定系会被改变，变成一个新嘅不扭坏嘅身体。
A body that is fit for eternal life in God's kingdom.
呢一个不扭坏嘅身体咧，先至合适喺神国里边生活。
Today we've been learning about the difference between God's thinking and human thinking.
今日我哋学到咧神嘅思想同人嘅思想。
Here we see the way God looks at death.Is very different from our way.
我哋睇到咧，神点样去睇死亡咧，同我哋点睇死亡系好唔同。
And the way God looks at life is also different from human way.
神点样睇生命咧，同人嘅睇法都系好唔一样。
Now, this is God thinking about death and life.
嗱，以下咧就系神去对生命同死亡嘅睇法啦。
True life for God must include resurrection from death.
对神嚟讲。一个真正的生命是包括从死里复活。
For him, true life must include a new incorruptible body.
对神来讲，一个真正的生命是要包括有一个新的不朽坏的身体。
For God, the fact that we have to die eventually one day and not rise again, this is not life.
如果一日我哋死亡，但系唔识得复活嘅话咧，对神嚟讲呢个唔系生命。
Let's turn to the book of First Corinthians, chapter 15 and verse 50 to 53.
咁我哋睇下哥林多前书，哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians 15 verses 50 to 53。
哥林多前书十五章五十节。
I ask Olive to read in Chinese.
50-53. 弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉。乃是都要改变，就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的。
In verse 50. Flesh and blood refers to our physical body.
在第五十节所讲的血肉呢，是讲我们这个身体。
Which will definitely become corrupt when we die.
这个身体呢，到我们死的日呢，就是必定会朽坏。
With this physical corruptible body, no one can enter God's kingdom.
这个会朽坏的身体是不能进入天国的。
To have a part in God's eternal life, there must be a new body.
要在神的永生的生命里面有份的话，这个身体一定要被改变。
Secondarily, flesh and blood also means a life of self-centeredness.
血肉的意思也是自我中心。
Anyone who remains self-centered also will have no chance of entering God's kingdom.
任何一个仍然是自我中心的人 都唔可能入天国。
Those who break with self-centeredness are being promised a new body。
但系嗰啲决心同自我中心了断嘅人咧，神应承佢哋咧，必定可以承受个新嘅不朽坏嘅身体。
Immortality，
俾一个不死嘅生命我哋。
For God, immortality is invaluable。
对神嚟讲，不死嘅生命系无价嘅。
To have eternal life spent with God in His kingdom is invaluable。
能够同神一齐系享受呢一个不死嘅生命系无价嘅。
This is what He wants for all His children。
呢个就系佢希望俾到佢嘅儿女。
This is why Jesus says, "What can people give in exchange for this reward of God?"
所以呢，耶稣就话，人可以用乜嘢嚟到换取神喺复活嗰日俾我哋嘅赏赐呢
？We must come to a conclusion of this lesson.
我哋要总结一下。
When we start out this morning, we asked two questions.
今日开始嘅时候问咗两个问题。
First question is, what is a spiritual person like?
第一个问题就是一个属灵人是怎样的呢
Well, very, very different from a morally good person.
同一个很有道德的人是很不同。
It's very different from a religious person.
同一个宗教人也是很不同。
What is a spiritual person like?
一个属灵人是怎样的呢
Just look at Jesus, the man, and you will know.
就睇下耶稣，你就会知道。
Jesus rejects human self-centeredness。
耶稣系唔要人嘅自我中心。
He thinks after God's thoughts, and he lives his life accordingly。
佢嘅思想系跟住神嘅思想，佢嘅生活亦都按照咁样生活。
Jesus loses his life. In the end, he saves it by God's power。
耶稣失去自己嘅生命。而最后呢，靠着神的能力，他反而得生。
Question two, how important is it to become spiritual?
第二个问题，他成为属灵人究竟有几重要呢？
How urgent is it to break with our self-centeredness?
他同自我中心了断究竟有几紧急？
Is it very important for me to become God-centered instead?
究竟成为以神为中心有几重要？
Is it okay for me to be just an ordinary person?
如果我做一个平凡的人，得唔得啊？
I promise God, I will not become a bad person.
但我起码应承神咧，我唔会做坏人咧。
I just want to be ordinary. Is that okay?
我做一个平凡人，得唔得啊？
I'll try to become a morally good person. Is that okay?
好啦好啦，一系咧，我尽我嘅人事咧，去做一个有道德嘅人，咁得唔得
？Well, man may think it is good enough to be a moral person.
或者人咧会觉得做一个普通平凡嘅人，一个有道德嘅人咧都够噶啦。
But God's thoughts are higher than man's thoughts.
但系神嘅意念系高过人嘅意念。
For God to become spiritual means life.
对神来讲，要成为属灵咧，先至系生命。
To not become spiritual means death。
唔成为属灵咧，就系死亡啦。
And we don't have to wait till the moment we die to find this out。
我哋咧唔需要等到死嗰日咧，先至知道真相。
Just look at the deteriorating relationship around us。
我哋即管咧，周围睇下我哋周围嘅一啲人际嘅关系系点样恶化。
These are signs and effects that death is at work.
呢啲只不过系死亡嘅一啲嘅效应。
We must become spiritual. We must not remain self-centered.
我哋必须要成为属灵人，千祈唔可以仍然咧系自我中心。
In today's lesson, we've learned something about God's love for you.
今日我哋学到嘅就系神对人嘅爱。
We've come to know more about Jesus.The spiritual person.
認識到耶穌，佢係一個幾咁屬靈嘅人。
But Jesus is a spokesman for God.
耶穌係神嘅代言人。
Let us conclude in prayer.
我哋用祈禱結束。